Please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance as we open the meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approve the minutes.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Guys, have anything before we go into communications?
I don't have anything right now.
You want to wait? You got anything? Okay. Go into communications, please, Tim.
We have a separate resolution to consider to amend a previous resolution, 0708-1608, for levying assessments on 7.34 acres in Liberty Township. Motion to be considered separately.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Going into communications, first under travel and training, we have a request from the auditor for Mrs. Getterman, Gibson, and Hatfield, Weights and Measures, 2008 ODA Weights and Measures Fall Training School, $1,200, Columbus, Ohio. Have a request from Community Development, Ms. Everson and Gabbard, for effective written agreement seminar, $195, Dayton, Ohio. We next have a request from the Auditor's Department, Ms. Long and Ms. Cole, for GFOA Fall Conference, $734, Aurora, Ohio. Next, from the County Care Facilities, Mr. Demidovich, Ms. Geckler, and Ms. Kerr, attending the 2008 OAHN Annual Conference, Columbus, Ohio, $1,438. Next, from Mr. Groman and Mr. Harris and Workforce One Development Board members, would be the 2008 National Workforce Association Annual Conference, Tampa, Florida, $4,000. Next, a dog warden, Julie Flanagan, a child abuse and animal cruelty conference, $50, Fairborn, Ohio. Next is from Water and Sewer, Jim Davis, Opelera Fall Seminar, $284, Columbus, Ohio. Next, from the dog warden's office, Julie Holmes, the Dog Wardens Association meeting, monthly meeting, $37, Cumberland, Ohio. Next, from Workforce One Development, Jeff Weber, 2008 National Association Annual Conference, Tampa, Florida, $2,000. Next, we have budget adjustments and resolutions to consider. Passing those out now. We have 19 items to consider, with 6 affecting general fund, 13 affecting non-general fund. First is an increase in our insurance claims account of $50,000 for damage for the storm. Next is an increase in our commissioner's other lease account for $8,500 for the record center lease of storage, which will be vacating by the end of the year. Next is an increase of $616 in domestic relations for additional interpreter services. Next is an advance and transfer of $60,000 to the fuel fund, which will be reimbursed once the various departments pay their billings, which we have outstanding. Next, an advance of $280,387 to the court remodel fund, and a appropriation later on into that fund. Next is an increase of $50,000 to increase that particular fund for costs that were paid out of that fund for the court remodeling project. Next, as we move into the non-general fund, the DTAC fund 240, there's a transfer of $5,000 between accounts in order to accommodate additional salaries due to a 40-hour week transition. Next is a Fund 303, the Indigent Alcohol Treatment Fund, This is an increase of budget of $12,000 for a monitoring program not originally in the budget. Next, Fund 411. This is an increase of $50,000 for the Common Police Special Project, which is a portion of their funding for the court remodeling fund project. Next, which is item number 10, this is an increase of budget of $1,947 and a transfer of $2,000. This is a Sheriff's FOCA grant. These rearranges the accounts for year end. Next, the number 11, a transfer of $69 and an increase of budget of $2,000 to fund 1361, the prosecutor's VOCA account. Again, rearranging the accounts for the fiscal year end. Next, the NAADI grant, fund number 1365. This is an increase in budget for that particular fund because this is a brand new grant that was received. Next, MRDD. Number 13, there's a transfer among accounts, between accounts involving involving $250,000 to rearrange some of the costs due to defense of a lawsuit, due to unemployment claims, due to additional maintenance services, and due to contract services outside. In addition, transfer of $100,000, increase of budget of $200,000 for capital expenses for their group home. Next, number 14, that's a transfer of $5,000 in the sewer fund. Incorrect account was used earlier for the transfer. Next, number 15 in the sewer fund 3500. We have a reallocation of health care costs among various departments within that fund. And also a net decrease in the budget for those items of $15,698. Next, under the water fund, we have a redistribution of health care charges, which will result in an increase in the water fund budget of $8,897. Number 17 is the water O&M fund 4100. We have a decrease in budget of $21,062 to reverse appropriations that was in the water fund that originally was set up in the sewer fund. Next, a decrease of $197,100 to fund 4110, the water capacity fund. This reverses a project that was originally put in fund 4110 but should have put in fund 4120. Next, number 19 is an increase in budget of about $210,000. This is for the various projects, including Princeton Road water relocation, Reigert Road, Hamilton Mason widening, and the bridge on contract number 08-82. Moving on, we have a increase in estimated resources to fund number 5200 in the amount of $100,000. Next, we have a resolution for the issuance of bonds by the Metro Parks for the financing of the Houston Farm property in amount of $1,350,000. Next, we have, as we go into personnel, we have a resignation of Brad Fisher, Deputy Dog Warden, effective 9/12. We have an ending of a temporary assignment in Job and Family Services for Donna Johnson, Unit Support Worker 2, as her rate decreases to $14.48 an hour, effective September 13th. Next, we have promotion for Becky Wade, promoted to contract evaluator. The new rate is $17.92. Next, under Job and Family Services, again, we have Pamela Liege, a step increase. She's a social service worker 1 to $18.12, a 3.8% increase. Next, under Job and Family Services, Amy Howard, Amy Howard is receiving a step increase. She's a contract assistant to $15.95, a 3.3% increase. Next, Ms. Donna Richardson, Job and Family Services, mentor pay. She increases her pay to $19.56 temporarily during the mentoring period. That's a 7.9% increase. Finally, under Job and Family Services, we have a an ending of a temporary assignment for Amber Harris, who is a eligibility referral specialist. Her rate reduces to $16.76. Under Children's Services, we have a promotion of Stephanie Lindsay from Social Services Worker 2, Social Services Worker 3, to at a rate of $16.36, an increase of 3.3%. Next is Claudine Ricaldi, a longevity pay increase. She's a family resource specialist to $21.19. Next to Ashley Seister-Smith. Ashley is receiving a step increase. She's a financial specialist to $15.29, a 3.2% increase. Next, Lucinda Buckley. Comp time payout, $267.75. Again, continuing with Children's Services, we have Shauna Coburn, comp time payout, $958.40. We have Paul Cook, comp time payout, $96. We have John Creedon. John Creedon's comp time payout is $190. Another comp time payout for Alicia Rowland, and the amount of $236. Next, a comp time payout of Givian Flood, and her payout is $36.68. Next, we have a payment of sick leave previously earned of $577.50 to Susan McCord. Next, Jessica Brown, also Continuing Children's Services. She was underpaid by 1.25 hours during the last pay period, so an adjustment of $29.93. Also, Aaron Vogel, Children's Services, was underpaid by 18 hours and a total payment of $452.88. Next is to approve a leave of absence for Cynthia Slaughter, an administrative assistant in Children's Services, not to extend beyond November 1st. Next, in their Children's Services, we have a resignation from Christina Hayes, effective September 19th. And finally, in their personnel, we have an approval of a temporary assignment for Jack Wright to wastewater collection 3 at $21.32. And that's for a period of August 30th through September 12th. So we now move into Job and Family Services contracts. First, we have a resolution that will authorize the merging of the finance departments of Children's Services and Job and Family Services. Next, we have a approval of a daycare contract for Lakota YMCA, $4,200. This is the child care contract at Hopewell Elementary. Next is a child care contract, $2,100, Lakota YMCA for Independence Elementary. Next is a child care contract for Lakota YMCA, Liberty Elementary for $2,000. Next is a child care contract for Lakota YMCA at Union Elementary, $2,000. Next is a child care contract for Lakota YMCA Van Gordon Elementary, $2,000. Next is a child care contract for Lakota YMCA Woodland Elementary, $2,000. Next is a child care contract for Lakota YMCA Wyandotte Elementary for $2,100. As we move on to water and sewer, we have three agreements to approve. The first is an amendment to a previous agreement. This is amendment number 2 with Ribway Engineering Group. The compensation shall be increased by $16,674 due to this change. Next is a release of a one-year maintenance bond for public sewer extension to Kids R Kids sanitary sewer relocation. Next is a release of a one-year maintenance bond for public sewer line extensions to Monroe Shops it's a sanitary sewer relocation. Now under the county engineer, we have a request to approve and execute contract 2008-16 to retrace various county roads with A&A safety in amount of $301,049.75. Next, the engineer requests you to approve and execute a contract for southeast paving of various county and township roads with Barrett Paving in the amount of $2,471,785.35. Next is a request for a special hauling permit to pre-trust transportation. Another request to grant special hauling permit, Price Gregory Construction. Next is to cancel a maintenance bond for the Autumn Creek Estates, Cedar Brook Section 9. Next is to cancel a maintenance bond on Foxboro Phase 1B. Next is to cancel a maintenance bond on Foxboro Phase 1A. Next is to cancel a maintenance bond for the Dudley Center. Next is to cancel a maintenance bond for Cedar Brook Section 8. Next is to cancel a maintenance bond for Keener Meadows Block D. And finally, under the engineers, to approve a reduction of load limits on various roads from November 15th, 2008 to April 15th, 2009. So we move on to miscellaneous. We have to receive and refer bids for the fiber optic connection to the Miami University building at Voice of America. Three bids were received for both 48 strands and 96 strands. Looking at the 48 strands, a low bid $32,408 from Net Connect, with the high bid from Cincinnati Bell at $70,071. Next is a request to receive and refer bids for the printing of the Butler County transportation map with Ingalls Guide, $61,900. This is an engineer request. Next, the Butler County Sheriff's Office request to approve an agreement with Simplefile LLC for access to Butler County Recorder's electronic filing software. Next is an appointment to the Courthouse Restoration Committee of James Irwin. Next is an appointment to the Addis Board for Jason M. Crank. Next is a request to approve and execute our annual agreement with Talbert House, which is a three-county community corrections center coalition, and the amount of this agreement is $2,829,794, which is grant-funded. It requested to approve a reimbursement of $42.50 to Kroger for water and sewer program supplies. Another miscellaneous request of $576 to Signo Steelcraft for water and sewer recycled sculpture contest. Again, for the recycled sculpture contest, approve a reimbursement $450 to Associated Novelties. Next, under the recycled sculpture contest, approve a reimbursement of $100 to Couches Market. Next, under the recycled sculpture contest, to approve a reimbursement of $116 to Kroger's. Next, approve a reimbursement of $75 to First National Bank for savings bond for the recycled sculpture contest. Again, for the recycled sculpture contest, $75 for the BOSS awards, for the ceremony. Next is reconvene. I guess that's it. Next, we have payment resolutions.
Okay.
We have 47 payment resolutions that you all have copies of, and here is a summary that you can pass for your perusal. And, you know, once you review them, as I said, you already had copies of all these in your pre-meeting books. Then we request that all 47 payment resolutions be adopted. Now, in addition to that, that closes out the communications. We have one payment resolution to be considered separately. We'll, after we do communications, then we will take a motion on that separate payment resolution.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Now we have a separate payment resolution to consider. This is a payment to Salem office for furniture for the Board of Elections building.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Commissioners, have anything at this time?
I have nothing.
Nope.
Anyone from the press? Motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Do we have a...
We have a motion to go into executive session for collective bargaining.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Dolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Recession until then.